Blog Talk Radio.
Everything you say to me and everything.
how my life's been eating on. But nothing's gonna keep me down, all down. Cause I know a lot more today than I knew yesterday now. So I'm ready to carry on.
Alafia, greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omiyika 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. Welcome to another day in the Care to Read Room. We have been embarking upon a redemption plan. We gave you part one of the redemption plan for the marriage. We've also covered the worshiping of the redemption plan and dealing with courtship and talking about the relationship. What is it that we need to put in a redemption plan? We laid out a redemption plan yesterday for the men in the room, and we asked them to come up with a plan that they can present to a potential spouse, a significant other. Now, today we're going to focus on the little lady. That's right. Didn't you know we work in duality? We can't very well tell the man to come up with a plan without addressing the issue of a redemption plan for our women. That's right. We can stand to make some changes in our life to make us more presentable and more of a complete package to be presentable for marriage. It's very important that we look at things in duality. Africans always see things in duality as they perfect. They perfect in the area of both genders, female and male. Female and male. And I didn't say both sex. I said females and male. And I'd like to bring that to you this evening. I'd like to welcome those who are coming into the chat room to come in and have a seat. And we did have a caller on the line that was going to be speaking with us about relationship. I may call out, since I can do outbound calls, and see if I can get him on the line to give us some input on what he thinks a woman should present in a package and what are the things that she should bring to the table. And should she also have a plan, a redemption plan, of what it is that she is going to do to make changes in her life, and what she will be presenting to the man. Now, we're going to talk on the topic of what women need to look at in their life and what things they can make a change on, because there's definitely some idiosyncrasies in everyone's life, not just the male. Sometimes we find women that are doing the same thing that men are doing, and it is not appropriate. So we're going to take a break here and go to station identification. We're going to come right back at you in the air, and hopefully you will be able to tell us what are some of the things that we can do to make a better opportunity for our relationships. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll be right back at you in the air.
Hey, Jim. Don't it seem like I'm always...
All right, we're back. Thank you so very much. We want to go over and do our libations quickly before we get started on our topic and our outbound phone call. We're going to get our person on the line here to give us a little input. But first, we want to give acknowledgement to Akamare, the manifestation of God. We like to pour libation to Akamare and acknowledge him, and we say Ashe. I like to pour libation to my father's spirit, Obatala. I say Ashe. And I also acknowledge my father, my biological father, Robert Jenkins. I like to pour libation to my mother's spirit, Yamanja, my mother's spirit, biological, Clara Jenkins. Ashe. I like to light a candle for my father so that he will find his way back to the circle of life. And I say, Ashe. I light a candle for my mother so that she will be able to light the way as she returns home. I pour libations to the north and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the south and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the east and I say Ashe. I pour libation finally to the west and I say Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my prayer that we as African-American people will begin to take a closer look at our lives and pre-examine the institution of marriage and know that we work in duality. It is my prayer that we will come into duality and that women will be women and men will act as men. I pray that we will come into consciousness so that we can begin to reconnect our lifestyle and have the duality that was meant to be and to be able to appropriate in our families, and children will spring up from our loins. I pray that we will be able to capture the institution of marriage and save it before it becomes doomed. I pray that we will have the opportunity to raise our children with customs and traditions, and we have a culture and not just a heritage. It is my prayer that those children that are not yet in the loins, who have not yet come down through the birth canal, have already been blessed down to the 1,000th generation, that they will not come here as low birth rate, but they will come here strong, able, individual children. And I pray that marriage will become it will become an institution for African Americans to design on their own. I pray that we will take back this institution of marriage, which is a noble one. I pray that we will lay the foundations for our lifestyle, our African village style, and that we will embrace it. And for those women who are 7-to-1 out there waiting to be chosen, I pray that they know exactly what they are to be doing in order to make preparation for that bow that's waiting for them to propose. And I ask God to bless and touch for everyone who's present here today in their absence, if they are home, if they are waiting for a significant other, if they are looking to be married, if they are interested in preparing a plan, I pray that each one of those people will be here invigorating, waiting to lay down the foundation so that they will be presentable for marriage. And we say Ashe. And I'd like to thank you so much for coming out to frequent the room this Sunday. Normally I'm not on Sundays, but because we are doing the in-depth study, I'd like to welcome the number 174156 to the room for dropping by. Why don't you come in and fraternize with us? We are friendly here in this room, and we don't bite. Now, we're going to try to get a hold of our guests out there and see if we can pull his phone number up without losing everyone. This is a new product here. I've never used it before, but I'm going to try to use it. See if it will allow me to use and dial out. Let's see. Just bear with me. If it doesn't work, we'll just go right on. Okay, it says here it's going to allow me to do something. Okay. Well, it looks like that was just giving me some little information here. Let me see if I can use this phone here. It's allowing me to call out. Okay. Now, I see that's a feature that I can use in the future. Okay, I can't use that feature now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be able to connect with that feature in the future. They wanted me to try to use the feature to call out. But I'm going to just give you a little input here, and I'm going to ask women that are out there to please, please come in and present your case, because I don't want to be talking on behalf of the women that I know that can speak for themselves. So I invite you to call in. The women that are out there, please call in, because I'm going to say some things you might not like, and I don't want you to be angry with Omi. I want you to come in and present your case and be able to have a case in point and challenge what I'm saying. And that number here is 646-478-0270. Now, I just finished speaking with one of my old-time friends who I cherish his opinion. His brain is brilliant. And this particular gentleman, for over 10 years, we have talked about relationships and about issues. We just finished talking about some issues that I'm very concerned about. And I know that us women have to start hustling for ourselves. I understand that we are now heads of households, and we've got to provide for our family. I do understand that. Oh, boy, do I understand that. What I take odds against is that we just don't do any and everything to earn money. Now, I'm talking to you African-American women. Please hear me. Money has to be clean that comes to you. You just don't do everything to get money. And you don't sell or prostitute your gifts to get money. And what is happening in the African-American race is hideous, and it needs to stop. The selling of demonstrating the dancing and without clothing is not acceptable. Those are preserved for the rights of your husband. And no matter how amount of money that someone could put in your bra strap or your thong is not enough money to make you want to expose yourself. So I want to put that out there. Now, if anybody take odds against that, come on in the room and challenge me on that. I want you to, because I know over a period of time, your body will rebel against you, and eventually your body will take up odds against you. It's not just you mentally becoming shamed, but your body will reject your decision to expose yourself, and the shame will come upon your body, and it will be the one that will take odds against you. Now, here we are in 2011, and we don't have a plan, and we are talking about we're coming up on age 30 and 40, and no one has asked for our hand in marriage. What should you be doing? Occupying until someone comes, meaning preparing yourself, meaning doing things that will engage you in becoming more of a woman. Not that you're not a woman, but becoming more of a woman in all the beatitudes, in all the gifts. We have sharpened up the aesthetics to the point where we are looking sharp. We have reshaped the figures, and we have added padded bras, padded butts, to the point where we are new women. We are biotic women. But nothing is going on upstairs. Somebody has to leave the light on. The mind has to be cultivated. Spiritually, sex is a spiritual thing. Say that with me. Sex is a spiritual thing. And we must be able to engage and intrigue a male in the bedroom. And it's not all about laying there like a lump on the log. It's a participatory act where both of you are engaged in lifting your spirits, raising your worship in intercourse to God. And this takes place with a meditation as well as a whole process. It's not about a physical thing. So women, what are you doing other than adding on your extra eyelashes that you have to tediously have placed in your eye, which sometimes can cause the after effect of infections? Having your eyebrows bronzed on there, having your nose pierced and your lip pierced and your tongue pierced and your navel pierced. These are all things you think make you look sexy to a man or make you look more gangster or more hardcore to a man. Well, I have news for you. I'm not a man, and I can't begin to think like a man, but I would presume that a man wants something that's dainty and soft and sweet. Putting piercings in your body, you can look it up in the Bible. It was frowned upon to have piercings in the body. These piercings become infected, and it is not something that will draw the man. Stop doing it, I say. Stop doing it. Because a man may tell you when you come to him or want to get with him, he may tell you to take the piercings out. So where do you stand on that? Will you remove them? How important are they to you? Another thing, women that are so anxious to be loved by somebody, the first step to getting someone to love you is to love yourself. Not let some other same gender love you, same gender sex, they say. Letting some other same gender show you how to get your jollies off or to give you the attention you need. The attention you need is to pay attention to yourself. Study yourself. Once you study yourself and begin to see who you are and what you represent, you are a child of God. You are not even your own. You owe a debt to society. You don't have the authority to take over your body and to take rulership of it or to destroy it with piercings and tattoos. Women, some of you are wearing more tattoos than the men are. It might look sexy to some of those hip-hoppers or some of those rough riders or bikers, but after a while, it becomes hideous and you want it removed, or it becomes an infraction for you to get a job somewhere. So you have to understand, marring up the body and tattooing the body and piercing the body is a thing that was done by groups of people who were considered as outcasts. Now, everybody's not an outcast for whatever reason they're doing it, but women, for you, it's something new that you need to detour from. Now, you're putting a plan together for a man. You're putting your redemption plan together. When you go out and a man wants to attract you to be a candidate for his wife, you have to understand you need to learn how to cook, clean, and take care of the children. So you need to enroll in Child Care 101. That's right, Child Care 101. There's no two ways about it and no ways of cutting it and getting around it. You got to learn how to be a housewife if you're looking to be a husband or a wife. Not that you're going to stay home all the time. You need to know the basics and beyond boiling water and scorching water. You need to know how to do something in the kitchen. You need to know how to manage a household and manage a budget. You need to be able to tell a man in your portfolio what skills you have. And I didn't say your BS degree and associate degree and your player haters degree, your PhD. I'm talking about your credentials and tasks and skills that you can perform. Now, you're doing good when you got the MBA, or you're doing good when you got the MED, and you can do all these things. I'm almost nearly 60 years old, and I can run a ring around some of the new young women who are coming out into the community to compete. When it comes to being a housewife, nobody can beat me because this is my job, and I'm on my J-O-B. Rearing children should be number one. The children shouldn't be telling you what to buy at the store. You should have a budget and a plan for the basic four foods and what that child needs. You shouldn't be letting your children manage your checkbook or your food stamps. You should take control of that. Now, you say you're ready for a husband. You got to get in position for a husband. You have to understand that a man is not looking for another man. Or he's not looking for a child that he has to raise. You need to already be raised, woman. You need to come into a situation and tell the man, there's one thing you can't do for me, and that is raise me. My mama has already raised me. I tell both my kids that one thing you must understand when you leave this house, that you've already been raised. Don't let anyone else raise you. Now, if you're still infantile and you're still a child and you're still premature, you're going to go through some challenges in your life, and you will probably get rejected many times. But when you stand up to be the woman that you're called to be, and if that man is not in his proper state, he will come into subjection. You will bring him into subjection by the way you reverence yourself around him. If both of you are premature and are not skilled enough and mature enough, it will both show in the relationship. Now, why do you need a redemption plan? Because we're not ready yet. I don't care how much progress you say you made last year. I don't care how many extensions you added onto your hair, how many different shades of color you added on. And I don't care how many padded bras you bought and how many padded boobs and butt you bought for your dress. You are not ready. Because we are light years behind spiritually. And the only thing you should be meditating and working on is to get more spiritual. Then the things you are lacking, God will reveal those things to you in the spirit. So your gifts that you have to offer is your spirituality. How much in touch are you with God? And how much in touch are you with your relationship with your power of prayer? How powerful are you on your knees? And can you get a prayer through? And can you get the ear of the king? And can you pray your husband into the kingdom? And can you pray those children out of school? I know what I'm talking about. It's a struggle to be a mother. It's a struggle to run the household. It was the hardest job I ever did in my life, let alone the 2-3 degrees that I got. The degrees were nothing compared to raising a family and being a wife and being the other significant, the better half, the helpmate. Now, when the husband comes to you with a plan, you got to have enough sense to help him work that plan. You don't recreate that plan. There's only one plan, and that's the plan that the man brings. You help him to work that plan. Now, if he doesn't have one, then you can help him get one. But he should come to you with the plan. The reason why our plans are not working is sometimes you silly women are going off and you're deterring from the plan and you're destructive and you are wasteful and you are destroying the plan. Men, don't let the women destroy the plan if you laid it down for the family. And women, we've got to clean ourselves up. Sure, maybe a man has taken us through something and we have gone down and we have changed our ways and we have altered our lifestyle for that man. It's now time to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. If you say you want a husband and you don't want to be 7-1 and you only want that man to yourself, then you've got to act like a wife. You got to carry yourself like you the queen, like you are the boss. And the women that are getting these men on without having 7 other women are the ones that are boss. They're every woman to that man. And he might not need 7 other women because that one may be enough to take care of. And you got to present yourself in that manner. You cannot be double-minded. You cannot be fickle. So you have got to become stable. And a double-minded man is unstable or she's unstable in all of her ways. So you've got to know what it is you stand for and stand on what you believe. You've got to create a plan, woman, and you've got to lay the plan down so that it is effective in your household. And when you bring that plan to present to your husband, you and him collaborate those plans together. Fix yourself up, woman. If you've been through something, so what? We all have. So what if that man took you through something? It sharpened and buffed you so that you should come out as a pure chameleon, a pure diamond. You should be shiny now if you've gone through something because now that diamond in the rough can be revealed and you can press God forward and the Godhead can show up in you because you went through something and you buffered and pushed and pressed God forward. So now Ori can show up in you. You look good to every man because you're shining like an emerald, like a god. And women, that's what we are to present ourselves as, gods, because that is what we are. If you've gone through something, I should be able to feel your energy through these airways. You should be glittering like pure gold. The more you've gone through, the more you've buffered and pressed God forward. So there's no shame in going through a little something-something. You just have to come up and rise up out of that thing, just like Jesus went down into the pit of hell. And he was buried for 3 days. He came up with all power in his hand. And that's what you're going to come up with if you've been buffered. Now, if you've been buffered and you say you went through something, you should be glittering about now. Every man see you as a potential marriage material. You've got to get in position for marriage. Every woman is not marriage material. Now, I didn't say keep going in the kitchen and burning up the food. I said practice to make yourself perfect. A workman needed not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. You got to get into the word. You got to get into some study. You got to enlarge your territories, enlarge your continents, broaden your horizon with conversation so that you're not all skills in the kitchen, but you're an intellect as well. And once you become an intellect, you're good for the king. You're good for the prince. You can talk to anyone from anywhere. You're an intellect, but you must be a caring and loving woman and a forgiving woman, because there will be problems and there will be times you'll have to forgive that man. Don't be so stern that you cannot let up and forgive someone. If we being evil can give good gifts to our children, how much more can the Heavenly Father give to us? And if he forgave us when he saw us putrefied in our own ways, why can't we forgive another person that has fallen short and below the standards of a pure man? Yes, we're going to have to forgive, and we're going to have to keep forgiving and amending the relationship and going back to the contract to rewrite the contract, to amend the contract. There must be a contract present between you and your man, woman. And you must visit it frequently to make addendums and add inclusions on it. And you must understand you're building an institution, your namesake. Here is what's different about the relationship opposed to the courtship. You have a namesake that you're trying to leave in this earth. So when you are building children, you are building children that are has an intellect and intelligence, not imbeciles. So when you are frying your brain or damaging your faculties with all kinds of substance abuse, it is affecting your unborn fetus. You, mother, have to take precedence to put your foot down that what goes in your mental state will affect that unborn child. So you cannot be engaging in pharmaceutical drugs and street drugs. You cannot be intoxicating yourself. Because alcohol brain syndrome is serious when it happens to a child. They will never be able to learn normally. So you have got to foresee all these things in advance. You have to be a bit of a wizard and have insight to be able to see down the road what the potential harm may be of using drugs or socializing in drugs. You don't come together to have an institution of you and that man frequently using street drugs. It's not something that you will accept, and it's not something that should be a part of a good marriage foundation. It's very important that you come up with a plan, women, and come up with those plans as soon as you can. Because sooner than you think, as sure as I'm sitting here, you will see the time when there will be seven women standing before one man saying, "Let me bear your name. Just let me carry your name." They'll only want to carry the man's name because there's going to be so many women without husbands to cover their name. You can get on top of things, women. You can write your redemptive plan now. Make some changes. Change those clothes that you're wearing. Change your whole persona. Get rid of all that excess and let the pure and natural beauty shine. It's okay to wear a natural or wear your hair kinky in its coils. Men love to see natural beauty. It's okay to go without makeup and build your skin up so that you're radiant. Let the man see that you don't have to be covered up to reveal, to cover everything up like scarves. That's not necessary if you want to reveal beauty. It's okay to reveal your natural kinky hair and your unblemished skin. But put on some clothes. Your cleavage should be covered. Put on some clothes. Now, I want you to understand, women, you need to get that in writing and put it together. So when a man comes to you with his plan, you can present your plan, you sit down together. And it's not all about you look fly, baby, and I look fly too. Me and you will be flyer together. It's not about that. And it's not about his car that's crunked up on wheels and how good he looks in that car or his motorcycle that he's riding. These are all aesthetics that will soon pass away. Do not put your riches up where moths can get to them, because these things will perish over time. And study to show yourself approved, a workman needed not to be ashamed, but rightfully dividing the word of God. Know the word of God. You don't have to be a Christian to read the Bible. Read the word and plan and create a map. You are going somewhere. You must create a plan. You must have a manual to guide you. So use the Bible as a foundation, but read other materials as well. You and this man both come into consciousness together. Understand what's in the community that's needed, that you can extend to the community. Find out how you can feed the hungry. Find out how you can clothe the children without clothing. Find out how you can help the foster children. Have a plan where you're working for the community. The urban setting needs everything. We are Little Africa. And as soon as we realize that, we will begin to put a plan together for here in the United States. And then we can clean up our backyards where Little Africa still reigns. I'm telling you, if you sit here and say all of the men are bad, bad boys are not always bad. And good boys are not always good. And here's Mary J. Blige to tell you about it.
Hey, John. Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always to regret, yeah, I'm always to regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again, cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. Stares at me like who does this, and we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should. Run off with the right one.
Like that.
ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you so much for coming all the way with Omi as I brought about the part two of our redemption plan. And I know we're going to be on top of our game, and we will all now see the necessity of creating a plan for our relationships so that they will prosper. So join us as we start again on Monday. Thank you so much for joining us on this two-part series, and I know you're going to choose the right one. It's in you, it's in you, it's in you. Oh, double.
With the ghetto on my rear view.
For those of you who weren't here yesterday, please go out and listen to the tape on demand. And that's the plan for the men. This is the plan for the women. And I hope that I have been some service to each and every one of you in giving you some insights as to how we can make better lovers and make better significant others. And I trust that you will join me on the rest of this episode. Stay tuned on Monday. I'll see you at 5:30.
With the ghetto on my rear view. You are my every tomorrow. The world is ours. Mary J. Blige.
Until my eyes are red, we both said that things would change, but it's still the same shade of gray.
Conversations are so monumental, licking on the ear. I'm whispering a couple riffs.